Moving over to the R-Nootropics community, users have been sharing humorous finds, curious pharmacology questions, and seeking serious medical advice for complex conditions. In the first post titled Serotonin Syndrome Speedrun Any Percent Victory Hand Loudly Crying Face, an amused user shared a screenshot of a supplement blend found on Amazon, joking about the extreme risks of combining potent serotonergic agents. Community members chimed in to dissect the formulation, noting that dropping ingredients like St. John's wort might make the product relatively safe, though standard supplement quality control and inaccurate dosing remain major concerns for these types of multi-ingredient stacks. Next up, a user asked, does L-theanine have a cross-tolerance with THC? Wondering if the fact that L-theanine blocks cannabinoid receptors while THC activates them creates a cross-tolerance dynamic, while also expressing curiosity about combining the two substances. Commenters noted that while precise receptor interaction mechanics can be complex, many commercial relaxation gummies frequently combine both compounds together without issues. In another thread, a user asked for any recommendations for enhanced creativity and mental visualization imagination, seeking nootropics, peptides, or supplements to expand their mental canvas. Community responses heavily pointed toward microdosing psilocybin, with users reporting that it dramatically enhances visual thinking, makes mental colors richer, and widens the mind's eye. Others recommended specific stacks, such as combining zeaxanthin, lutein, astaxanthin, and DHA for visual and mental clarity, or using aniracetam. Finally, a 28-year-old user suffering from chronic autonomic hyperarousal and sympathetic overdrive asked for medical interventions after first-line medications failed. Dealing with a history of generalized anxiety, health anxiety, ADHD, post-oncology remission, and long-term antipsychotic exposure, the user sought relief from elevated resting arousal, constant muscle guarding, and poor sleep. Commenters offered nuanced suggestions, warning that while substances like phenibut might provide profound relief, they carry severe dependency risks and must be strictly reserved for emergency use. For daily management, users recommended GB115 to regulate the cortisol to DHEAS ratio and prevent physical exhaustion. Other non-contraindicated suggestions included agmatine sulfate to blunt excess glutamate, lemon balm extract to gently slow the central nervous system through GABA transaminase inhibition, and chamomile extract containing apigenin to act as a dual-action nervous system stabilizer via potassium channel opening. Transitioning to the R Today I Learned subreddit, users are uncovering fascinating historical anomalies and bizarre weather events. Starting with a massive 15,000 upvote post, a user shared that every time a Habsburg monarch would move into a palace, they would redecorate and put the old furnishings in storage, so now the Austrian state owns 160,000 pieces of furniture. Commenters eagerly discussed visiting these pieces at the Mobile Museum Wien, with many joking that they would love to attend that historical rummage sale or bypass modern retail entirely by pulling directly from the ancient Habsburg storage vaults. Another post highlighted a freak meteorological event titled TIL about a freak heat burst storm phenomenon that struck a small town in Coppell, Texas in the middle of the night on June 15, 1960, where winds hit 70 miles per hour and temperatures soared so high they burned crops and maxed out thermometers over 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Terrified townspeople genuinely thought the world was ending. Commenters broke down the rare atmospheric physics behind heat bursts, explaining how a dissipating thunderstorm sends a rain-cooled layer of unsaturated air plummeting downward, where extreme compression rapidly warms the air well above ambient nighttime temperatures. Baseball fans shared a remarkable statistic in a post noting that in Major League Baseball, 33 players have hit home runs in their very first at-bat and on the very first pitch, and 8 of these were hit by pitchers. Commenters pointed out a recent milestone where Joshua Baez hit 3 consecutive home runs in his first 3 at-bats, while others humorously joked that opposing pitchers might just groove pitches down the middle because they do not take rookie pitchers seriously. History enthusiasts discussed Thorkell the Tall, a Danish Viking who ravaged England in the 11th century and only ceased his campaigns after the English King Ethelred paid him an astonishing £48,000 of silver. Discussions quickly spiraled down a Wikipedia rabbit hole regarding Thorkell and his brother Sigvaldi, their ties to the legendary Jomsviking mercenary order, and the blurry line between historical fact and mythical Viking sagas, with commenters quoting the famous adage that once you start paying the Danegeld, You never get rid of the Dane. Wrapping up our journey through today's top posts, a user shared that in 1896, the first recorded pedestrian killed by a motor car in Britain was hit at about 4 miles per hour. The driver had only held a license for 3 weeks, required no formal testing, and had not even been told which side of the road to drive on. Bridget Driscoll was struck at Crystal Palace by a demonstration vehicle. Witnesses gave wildly conflicting accounts, with one describing the creeping vehicle as travelling at a tremendous pace like a fire engine and as fast as a good horse could gallop, prompting amused commenters to question the quality of that witness's horses, given that a normal equine gallop reaches 30 miles per hour.